Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for May 13th, 2023. We're going to talk about enemies today. This is something that I think all of us have. I certainly have my enemies. And I get little emails from time to time from people telling me about their enemies. And I got this rather lengthy email from someone in Southern California named Angel. And Angel listens to the broadcast here every week. And I wanted to address Angel's letter. It was really a letter, not an email, regarding Angel's enemies, and that Angel didn't understand why so many enemies, and what should we do about our enemies. And he asks, do you have enemies yourself, and how do you deal with them? And then he goes into a litany of things that he has been through with people, which I won't go into. Angel, we all have enemies, and in your email, you suppose that people in a spiritual practice wouldn't have enemies. And yet, if you look at Jesus, he had enemies, as you well know. Buddha had enemies. He ran from his family. His brothers wanted to kill him because he didn't return and become the king, and their village or their country was destroyed. So this goes on and on and on, and I have my enemies. You have your enemies, people that don't like us or think we did them wrong or whatever. And everybody's got it to some degree, that you can't live in this world without creating enemies. That's just going to happen unless you don't do anything with your life and you just stay at home or you don't talk to anybody. People will make an enemy out of you, whether you are an enemy or not, whether you've done anything or not, they'll make an enemy out of you. So, Angel, you ask, do I have any? I have a slew of them. I have lots of people that don't like me. My colleagues, former students that came and realized that I wasn't going to kowtow to them. They have people come and think I should be a minister to them or some sort of thing, which is a manipulator, and I don't do that. I'm a teacher. So I have a lot of things going on with the people that dislike me. If you see the TV programs, you could probably see, and you say you've watched them, you could probably see how I could make a lot of enemies that way too. I'm very frank and to the point. So yeah, we all have our enemies. So how do we deal with them? What did Jesus talk about? Love your enemy as yourself. You see, the trick, Angel, is not to turn the enemy into you, not to look at other people who dislike us, who despitefully use us, as Jesus said, and turn them into an enemy. If you dislike me, or if someone dislikes you, that is their issue. You don't allow them to turn you against yourself. You don't do that by retaliating when maybe you see them or you have to deal with them or something like that. You don't retaliate in ugliness. You don't make them an enemy within yourself. So if you can do that, if you can forgive them and realize they know not what they do, they really don't know. They have their opinions and their moral premise that they think is right and will become eventually their karma. And I have found that many of the people that have been angry with other people in my session work with human beings often find that the tables get turned on them. The way they were angry, let's say at their parents, they became the parent that well, did the same thing that their parents did to them. And this goes on and on. There's a karma to it all. I want to remove myself from that kind of karma. I don't like being a part of it, so I don't. If someone is angry with me or doesn't like me or wants to become my enemy, I let them become my enemy. I never retaliate. I never say a word. I never do anything to make them feel like we're at war with each other. Sometimes you can apologize to them. And I would love to do that, and I have done that. But other times you can't because they just wouldn't believe it, or they don't want to talk to you or whatever. They do the little retaliations and immaturities that people have. So the best way to deal with it, in my opinion, is to forgive them and not let yourself go into defense mode, hate, fear, anger towards them, to let them have their opinions of us just as they are. I like what Jesus said to Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate went at his judgment and said, are you the king of the Jews? They say you are. And Jesus looked at him and said, do you say this of me, or do men say this of me? In other words, is this hearsay? He didn't fight with him. He didn't argue. He just asked the question. And of course, we'll never know what the answer was. They killed him anyway, no matter what he was going to say. And what I have found, Angel, is that if people are bent on hating you, they're going to hate you anyway. And there's nothing you can say to change the situation at all. Not one single thing. So why try to change it when you can't? You have to forgive yourself for whatever it is that you did that made them angry. And then you have to understand that these people are in your life for a reason. And you have to ask the question, what is it about me that made them possible? Now, that is the question. That answers a lot of personal problems in our life. And if you are willing to ask that question and be very frank and honest about it, you will find there are certain parts of us that draw to us individuals that are combative. They are hostile. They no matter what you think, say, or do, they're not going to be your friend no matter what. They like to be in opposition. There's a lot of people I have found that just like to find fault and like to be the victim and feel victimized instead of coming forth and being open and honest and saying, you know, when you said that or did that, it hurt me. And they're not open to any kind of forgiveness or chat or understanding. They just don't want to be bothered with it. It's so easy to go from zero to hate in a matter of a millisecond than it is to sit down with someone and truly talk about it. Now, even in the talking about it, you have to know, you have to be very mature. And people that hate just because you said or did something that they didn't like or they thought was unfair or whatever, you're not going to reason with them. You're not going to be able to, because they're not in that modality of forgiveness and mercy. You must have forgiveness and mercy first for them, obviously, but that must happen as you live as forgiveness and mercy. And then you can forgive easily. In fact, it won't even be a matter of forgiveness. You will just understand. You will understand the whole dilemma. You don't have to feel bad about it. It's unfortunate, as they say, but to me, it's an opportunity to grow in awareness, to grow in consciousness, and to allow yourself to maybe step up love a little differently and live with yourself differently than you did before. Never retaliate. Never do those things that hurt another person. Live for an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Always be willing to forgive with all of your heart, your soul, your strength. That's what it's all about. total forgiveness. I'm out of here. I hope that helped you, sweet one. I really do. Angel, thank you for your very kind letter and handwritten. That was very impressive. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.